Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 43 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how parenting a child with autism affects marriage. Autism is a neurological disorder which is lifelong and can affect child as young as 18 months of age. Parenting a child with autism can be challenging and overwhelming both at the same time. It can be difficult for the whole family as autism not only affects the child, but it affects the whole family. Raising a child with autism can put significant strain on a marriage. Even though marriage requires a lot of hard work in and of itself, by adding autism to the mix, it changes the entire dynamic of marriage. When raising a child with autism, each parent has a distinct role to play. Mothers are typically the primary caregivers, conducting research, transporting the child to various therapies, appointments, activities, while fathers serve as breadwinners because raising a child with autism can be costly. Most mothers are unable to work and trying to do everything by themselves can lead to a burnout. While fathers may not feel as connected to the child as they are busy with work. This can cause a lot of resentment between couples because they feel they are not on the same page, which can in turn put a lot of strain on their marriage. There are many interventions for autism, but many times couples cannot agree on which intervention to provide their child. In addition, many insurance companies do not cover the treatment and expenses must be borne by the parents. Data shows many marriages that have a child with autism may result in divorce. In today's episode, I'm going to share some strategies which can help you to strengthen your marriage while parenting a child with autism. First, maintaining open lines of communication with your partner. By conveying your feelings in which you discuss about the difficulties you are experiencing doing everything for your child round the clock and how your partner can support you. If you both disagree on something, listen to your partner's opinion so you both can find a common ground. Number two, spend some time with each other and do things as a couple by enlisting assistance of family, friends, grandparents, or respite services. It can be as simple as going for a walk or having a date night, watching a movie and dinner. Number three, by working together as a couple, you can provide your child with autism a loving and calm environment to thrive. Number four, spend time as a family. Do not let an autism diagnosis rule your life. Spend some time with your other children and do things as a family and have fun. Number five, share the responsibilities of the household so that you both can contribute and assist one another. Number six, show your appreciation for one another as it will strengthen your bond and help you to raise your child with autism by being on one team. I hope these strategies will help you to keep your marriage strong and navigate through the differences in a healthy way while parenting your child with autism. If you like my podcast, leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify. This will help my podcast reach all autism parents. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism, who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.